Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Some students in Georgia will receive debt relief for loans they took out to attend a failed for-profit school. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
Close to 500 Georgia students will have $4.1 million in debt wiped out as part of a nationwide settlement. They took out loans to attend ITT Tech, a for-profit school that filed for bankruptcy in 2016. A statement from Attorney General Chris Carr says a private loan company and ITT Tech, quote, pressured and coerced students to sign onto high-interest loans to pay for classes. Additionally, the school and loan provider did not tell students the true cost of paying off the loans, so nearly every borrower defaulted. Georgia was one of 43 states and the District of Columbia that received money from the settlement. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.
Today is World Refugee Day. Padilla Nixon is the CEO of the New American Pathways, a nonprofit that helps people resettle. She told On Second Thought host Virginia Prescott, many Georgia refugees live in Clarkston, which is just outside of Atlanta.
Refugees have really invested in Clarkston, and the organizations that welcome refugees into Clarkston, we are also investing in Clarkston. When we spend money on behalf of refugees, we try to spend that money locally in the community.
Georgia's parole board has denied clemency to a man set to be executed tonight at the state prison in Jackson, GPB's Sophia Salaby reports.
Marion Wilson Jr. was convicted of murder in the 1996 slaying of off-duty corrections officer Donovan Corey Parks. Prosecutors said Wilson and another man, Robert Earl Butts Jr., killed Parks and stole his car after asking for a ride at a Walmart. Wilson's lawyers had claimed a prosecutor asked jurors to sentence Wilson to death because he was the trigger man. Wilson denies that. They said the same prosecutor then asked a separate jury to sentence Butts to death because he fired the gun. Butts was executed in March of last year. The parole board is the only authority in Georgia that can commute a death sentence. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
Wilson would be the second Georgia inmate executed this year. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.